hot and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. That's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. Drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. Forever fly, let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Key mediators from Qatar say talks over a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are progressing slower than expected. Israel continuing to demand Hamas release all of its hostages. Former President Trump campaigning in Michigan Saturday, commenting on the $355 million verdict leveled against him by a New York court on Friday.
Hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
An appeal, however, will be costly, as Trump will need to put up the money in escrow or get a bond with hefty interest. Some of the Kansas City community coming together Saturday to call for a future, quote, free from gun violence. The gathering coming a day after authorities announced charges against two juveniles over the shooting during the Chiefs' Super Bowl celebration that killed one person and injured nearly two dozen others. This is ABC News. ABC News learning new details about a chilling exchange between New York State Police and the man who opened fire in Lewiston, Maine last year, killing 18 people. The encounter happened just 3 months before the shooting.
The body camera video obtained by ABC affiliate WMTM shows troopers speaking with Robert Card and members of his Army Reserve unit.
He has a lot of guns. He just spent $14,000 on a scope.
The troopers spoke with Card, who had this theory on why his fellow reservists called police.
Well, because they're scared, because I'm going to friggin' do something, because I am capable.
The video shows Card telling troopers he's been hearing people talk behind his back and for 3 months has been wearing hearing aids. His unit members tell police they're not sure or if it's the hearing aids or he's actually hearing voices.
That's ABC's Phil Lipoff. Former CBS chief executive Les Moonves has agreed to pay an $11,000 fine to settle a complaint accusing him of interfering with a police investigation of a sexual assault case against him. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, to low in the low 20s with the wind settling down. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, high low 30s. Mostly cloudy into the upper 30s on Monday. On Tuesday, additional warming with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs into the low 40s. It's 14 degrees right now.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night.
I'm a dirt road in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy. I'm a fist fight. Kind of county light, kind of cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kind of give a damn, I kind of don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me.
Small Town Boy. Got Lone Star on the way. Morgan Wallen and Eric Church teamed up for a pretty cool song, and well, coincidentally, Morgan Wallen is doing exactly what they're doing in the song. We'll talk about that coming up. But it's Chancey Williams, Cowboy, who would, and your favorite country station.
Have you ever seen a burnt red sunset? Counted a couple million stars from a truck bed. Seen them all go out when the sky turns blue. Mm-hmm.
98QCountry.com.
Got me over my
Church man made a bar, and that's exactly what Morgan Wallen is doing right now. He's opening a bar in Nashville later on this summer. It's going to be 6 stories tall, 30,000 square feet. It's going to be called This Bar and Kitchen, I guess, but it's This Bar, named after his song, This Bar. So I can't wait to check that out. Not only do I have to go check out This Bar, we got Eric Church's Chiefs bar and Luke Combs' new bar all opening up in Nashville this year.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station 98Q Country.
It'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I was
Cody Johnson and the painter. So in Mesa, Arizona, they use some fake alligators in the city parks for the birds and the turtles to sit on, just to kind of jazz up the ponds there. Well, it prompted a bunch of 911 calls. People thought the alligators were real. So what'd they do to combat people thinking they're real? They put in fake hippos. Really? I'm sure people are going to call now, 911. Did you know there's hippos in the city park? Those shouldn't be there.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 24th from 4 to 7 at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center, it's the Mercer VFW Post Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, featuring spaghetti with meatballs or sausage for $15, and coffee, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. Beer, wine, soda, and water are also available, with takeouts upon request, plus basket raffles. Be sure to stop by to help support Mercer's VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight to low in the low 20s with the wind settling down. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, high low 30s. Mostly cloudy into the upper 30s on Monday. On Tuesday, additional warming with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs into the low 40s. It's 14 degrees right now.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine, takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild.
Ah!
John Party, Luke Bryan. Before that, some Luke Combs, Beautiful Crazy. Well, you know, they've threatened this in Texas to secede from the union. Well, in a new poll, 23% of Americans would support their state seceding. People in Alaska, Texas, California, New York, they'd be fine with their state going off on its own. But one state is saying no way. What would that be? Connecticut. No. Well, they're right there. They don't want to break off. No. See, like, I think Chicago should be its own state, and the rest of Illinois should be its own state. They should separate Illinois into two states, Chicago and then the rest of it.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Call me.
98.3. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Saying keep it down, but it's hard to unlearn.